Okay.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Nefreda Thomas, and I'm accompanied by some co-hosts, Miss Imelda Wallace, our technician for the day, Ethel Sovereign, and Kimberly Larkins. Welcome, ladies. Say good morning to our audience.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are the Call to Conquer Mastermind Group, and we're going to be doing the call today. It's a very special day for us. It is our last show with you guys today, so we are excited, and we have a wonderful, powerful, packed show for you today. We're going to do something just a little bit different, but we do know that we had a little bit of reading still left. We're going to get some housekeeping things out of the way, and as we get that done, we're going to go right into our show that we have planned for you today. You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show, and we are Called to Conquer from International Mastermind Association, and we're going to be hosting for you today. And we are at www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders for those of you who would like to listen to us via the Internet or by phone by calling in to 661-554-9219. Again, that number is 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through our Facebook page and let us know you're listening and post your questions there as well. We'll be monitoring the page while you're on the call. Before we get into today's show, Imelda has a little information about our organization that she'd like to share with you guys. So, Imelda, if you'd be so kind to tell us a little bit about IMA. Thank you.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Thank you. Thank you, Imelda. I want to remind everyone that we, for those of you that have been following us along in your books, we are reading Chapter 9 in Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and we are on the Chapter 9, The Power of the Mastermind. Today we're going to do something just a little bit different. We had a little bit of reading left in our book in that chapter. And what we're going to do this morning is we're going to get that portion taken care of, and our technician extraordinaire, Miss Imelda Wallace, is going to begin reading for us so that we can begin on our special part of the show. So, Imelda, if you can kind of finish up just a little bit and read just a little bit of the finishing part of page 187, and then you can take us to the top of page 188, and then we'll begin our second portion of the show.
Okay, yes, good morning. I'll be reading on page 187, about the fifth paragraph. When money comes in quantities known as the big money, it flows to one who accumulates it as easily as water flows downhill. There exists in life a great unseen stream of power, which may be compared to a river, except that one side flows in one direction, carrying all who get into the side of the stream onward and upward to wealth, while the other side flows in the opposite direction, carrying all who are unfortunate enough to get into it and not able to extricate themselves from it, downstream to misery and poverty. Every person who has accumulated a great fortune has recognized that the existence of this stream of life. It consists of one's thinking process. The positive emotions form from the side of the stream which carries one to fortune. The negative emotions form the side which carries one down to poverty. Understanding that you yourself can control where you will be in the stream of life is of stupendous importance to the person who is following the book with the object of accumulating a fortune, for such understanding leads to the recognition that anybody can wish for riches, and most people do, but only a few known that a definite plan plus a burning desire for wealth are the only dependable meaning of accumulating wealth. If you find yourself in the side of the stream which leads to poverty, understand that you have within your power to propel yourself over to the other side of the stream. Your ore is the philosophy and the principles set forth in this book. They can serve you only through application and use. Merely reading and passing judgment on these principles, either one way or the other, will in no way benefit you. You must take your oar in hand and act.
Thank you so much, Imelda. That is a very powerful portion of the coming towards the end of our chapter that you've just read that kind of sums everything up and really gives me an opportunity to segue into the second portion of our show. Our president, Ms. Ann McNeil, the master builder, building masterminds, is not going to be with us on today, but I'm sure she's out there listening and may be able to join us momentarily as the show goes on. But we just want to welcome her and thank her for her leadership. Since it's our last show as a group, and we just want to thank her for giving us this opportunity to share with you this month. So as we go into the special part of the show that we've got for you guys today, we are going to be interviewing several of our fellow masterminders that are in other groups, and our lovely Kim Larkins is going to take over that part. And this part of the show, ladies and gentlemen, just kind of gives you an idea about what the power of the mastermind is all about. We're going to deal with that word power out of the title from the actual chapter title today, which is the power of the mastermind. So there will be a dialogue between some other masterminders from other groups, and they're going to tell you what it has done for them, maybe some personal testimonies or some things that they're experiencing in their group that has helped them move from where they are to where they're going, and to give them direction and clarity, and also the mainly the support of that mastermind group and how that power accumulated together brings them to decisions and how they move forward to the next thing. So we want to welcome them all this morning. They will come in simultaneously, and we'll have a wonderful dialogue. And we're inviting any caller to please call in, ask our panelists any questions that you may have. They'll be more than happy to answer to the best of their ability. And now we're going to turn that portion over to Ms. Kimberly Larkin, and we're going to begin by sharing who's on the call. We've got Ms. Rosalind Roker, we've got Ms. Laura Greer, and we have Ms. Isabella Rivers is going to be joining us, as well as Mr. Rufus Curry and Ms. Angela Williams. So I am looking forward to hearing from all of them today. And for those that are on the call, we just want to say good morning to you. And Kim, I believe that you have Ms. Rosalind Roker that is ready to speak, and she is has her hand up and a question. I believe that her mic is open. So, Kim, if you want to take over at this point, we want to go ahead and start with our panelists.
Good morning, everyone. It is so nice to have this opportunity to be in your living rooms or your offices again this morning. And I want to say good morning to our panelists. Ms. Rosalind Roker, are you on with us this morning?
Yes, I'm here. I'm right here, Kim. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I know we have some other panelists on with us, but I wanted to start with you, Rosalind, and just give our listeners an idea of, first, what's the name of your group, and, you know, what is your group composed of? How many people?
The name of our group is Megaminds, and there are seven people in our group.
Great. We're going to be talking about the power that has been discovered within our masterminding groups in just a few moments. I want to get with some of our other panelists. I know we have Ms. Laura Greer on the line. Good morning, Laura.
Yes, hi, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's so good to have you this morning joining us. Could you please share with our listeners a little about your group, their name, and how many people?
The name of our group is Palm Beach Life Planners, and there are seven of us.
Wow, we're working on that perfect seven number this morning.
Yes, right?
Great. Yes. We also have joining us this morning, as Nefreda mentioned, we have Ms. Isabella Rivers. Ms. Rivers, good morning. We'll give her a moment to join us. How are you? We'll check back with her in just a moment. We're glad to have you this morning, Ms. Rivers. And do we have any of our other panelists on the line yet? We're going to wait on them. Okay. We're going to go over to Rosalind and Laura. We'd like to find out what has your group discovered about the power of the mastermind? What is this actual power?
Good morning, Rosalind.
Good morning. Is that Ms. Rivers?
Yes, this is Ms. Rivers here.
I'm so glad you could join us this morning. Before we go into our question, will you please let our listeners know the name of your group and how many members?
The name of our group is Women of Balance, and there's four members, four really, really active members. That's Cheryl Duncan, Alice Fincher, Patricia Edwards, and myself.
Thank you so very much for joining us this morning, Ms. Rivers. As I was
You're just telling our
listeners, we're going to actually begin with this question of just telling us that I believe Rosalind or Laura was about to speak, so I'm going to give it back to them. And we want to know, what have you discovered is the actual power of the mastermind group?
I've discovered that the power of our mastermind group is several things. One is the synergy. That is the combined energy.
Is this Laura or Rosalind?
This is Rosalind. The combined,
okay.
the synergy of our group, as in any group, whether it's a holy alliance or an unholy alliance, the energy of the group is very important when you have an accomplishment that has to take place. And we also are effective in the skills that we bring to the group. The skills that we have, the knowledge and the resources, all of that makes our group powerful.
Okay, yes.
Wow.
I wanted to ask you, Rosalind, when you were talking about how your group effectively uses their skills, give us an example.
Okay. All of us are entrepreneurs. There are seven people that have their own business. And in addition to the seven of us having our own businesses, there are four of us that are employed. That means that we're on someone else's payroll.
Okay.
So when we get together, we're able to, like, we have people from the construction area, from education, from sales and management, from financial planning, from human relations. These are all the different areas that we represent.
Okay, good. See, and that's one thing about the mastermind group. Even though you're coming together with like minds, the like minds have to work together. There has to be that synergy. And you have to take the skills that are available to you and use them effectively so that you can produce and accomplish what you set out to do. So it's very, very important. I wanted to move over to Ms. Laura. Please share with us what your group has discovered about this actual power of the mastermind.
Okay. Our group, the Palm Beach Life Planners, have discovered the fact that, number one, the oneness, and secondly, the accountability one to the other, holding each other accountable for that which we, the promise we've made, first of all, to ourselves, and secondly, to the group. This year, what we did, we each signed our acclamation stating the fact that we gave each other the permission to hold us accountable. And then the fact, because, you know, sometimes people can say words out of their mouth, but then when you actually began to put those words into practice to them, they may, not like it or become offended or whatever. But since we are an accountability group, then we each sign that affirmation, giving each member responsibility to hold us accountable so that we could join in a group effort to bring about that which we have set out to do. So that oneness has and is empowering us. So therefore, that gives us the encouragement. And also another thing, too, in our affirmation where it says that we have fun together and we build each other up. So we make sure that we do that in the Palm Beach Life Planner. So like when we have our meeting, whether it's in person or call in, if only two people are present, we go forth and do that which we have committed ourselves to do. So therefore, in that way, we see where our group is had that continuity, and we are growing individually as well as corporately from having that oneness and that encouragement and holding fast to our affirmation.
And see, this is something that we have to learn. A lot of us have to learn that accountability and that oneness, and we have to get used to constructive criticism and be willing to take it and be willing to use it and be willing to change. I do want to go to one point that you kept bringing up throughout your presentation, Laura, and you kept talking about the affirmation. We definitely have some listeners that may not be masterminders or they may be new to it. Could you take a moment and just explain what that affirmation is in a mastermind group, how it is?
Well, Kim, before she does that, Laura, thank you so much for your explanation. What I'd like to do before you do that, can we go and get the balance of our panelists in because they may be able to assist as well. We have Rufus Curry on and Ms. Angela Williams, I believe. So if those two are on with us, if they can join in the call at this point because they have something very special to share why they need to probably come on and probably get off because they are doing something very special today, and I'd like them to share in that. And then we'll pick right back up with Laura and that question. So, Kim, if you go ahead and welcome Rufus and Angela.
Good morning. We have Mr. Rufus Curry on the line with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rufus. Good morning. How are you?
I'm magnificent. As always, I am between myself and Adrian Freeman. We are the hairy chest representatives of Mastermind. So we bring the testosterone to the table. Good morning. How are you all?
We're excellent. Thank you so much. As I have done with our other panelists, will you please share with our listeners the name of your group and how many members there are?
I'm with the Anointed Masterminders, and I have been blessed to be linked up with Angela M. Williams and Beatrice Lewis Saint. And I've been blessed because I am smart enough to listen. And, you know, I'm extremely coachable, and I was as successful as I was as an athlete because I was willing to listen, and I will be successful in life because I am willing to listen. And I listen to Ann McNeil, no doubt, so she's the one who told me to call Beatrice Lewis Saint and Angela M. Williams when I did not have a mastermind group. And much like the woman on The Color Purple, I said when Oprah told her that the men were going to drive her home on Christmas Day, and I said, well, I don't know them. And she said, just call me. And my life has been different ever since. So I know them now.
Yes, yes, yes. And we all know to listen to Miss Ann McNeil, the masterminder, building mastermind.
Exactly.
I wanted to find out.
Excuse me, Kim, before you go into that, we are going to have, this is really rich and good, we've got to cut to a commercial, so if Imelda will take us to commercial break and we'll be right back, and Kim can go right back into that. Thank you all so very much. Imelda? We're waiting to go into commercial.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Kimberly Larkins, one of your co-hosts. We want to continue with our discussion about the actual power behind the mastermind. And joining us, we have Rufus Curry from the Anointed Masterminders, and we also have our other panelists, Rosalind Roker, Laura Greer, and Ms. Isabella Rivers. Mr. Curry, I know you mentioned the members of your group. I wanted to find out, do we have Angela Williams on the line with us this morning?
I believe she is.
Okay, and we'd like her to join with us. What we're discussing right now from each of the groups, if you could answer for your group, this would be great. We're talking about what has your group discovered the actual power of the mastermind to be?
Well, you know, the actual power of the mastermind, you know, we look at Napoleon Hill's gathering of information and in the book Think and Grow Rich, which he was commissioned to write by Andrew Carnegie. And I, for me, a couple of things are network. Well, start with knowledge. Each of us brings a body of knowledge to the table. And the thing that, which allows us to connect in a network, we there's no axe to grind, no agenda. Each of us, to steal a line from Kristen D. Larson's poem, Optimist Creed, we are equally enthusiastic about each other's success. So when, you know, when Angela does something, I'm just like, I'm jacked up. When she gets an opportunity, when Beatrice gets an opportunity to do something, and we're jacked up about that, and they're as equally as enthusiastic about myself. So that network, so which goes right back to the spirit. And we talk about the spirit. Each of us are on the spiritual plane as far as our beliefs and our way we try to nurture that and moving forward. So we're congruent. We're in agreement with that, which basically leads to success. And when we it's like being on a team. So that team is geared towards success, not just your personal success, spiritual, mental, physical, financial, and what have you like that, as well as your family, because we all have families also. So our individual success and the information that we pull from the mastermind, we're able to take back to the table to our families and friends, and it's a benefit to them as well, because we've been we're working to prepare the whole person.
Wonderful. Rufus, this is Nefret. I have a question for you. I want to also share that Ms. Williams has not joined us as of yet. She may join us a little later. But, Rufus, I'd like you to share with our audience the special thing that your group is doing today. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
What we do, myself, Angela, and Beatrice, we're meeting today we do an annual event, and what we do is we do our mastermind year-end accomplishments. So we're getting together today to discuss what we've done thus far. Approximately 30 days plus to go into the new year, and what we're going to focus in on these last couple of weeks, and you know, our successes and failures. What we're going to carry over into the new year is going to be at the top of our agenda, because we do know that accomplishing, when we seek move out to accomplish some things, they change. And just to see some positives, you know, some things you've accomplished. So you remind yourself, sometimes it seems like you're not doing much, but when you look over and you lay it down, you've done quite a bit. And to just refocus on where we want to go from there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Rufus. That is their pre-annual meeting, folks, for those of you that want to know exactly what he's discussing. They have a pre-annual meeting amongst the three of them, and then they all bring their ideas, their thoughts, their accomplishments, and their goals for the year coming forward to the annual meeting to discuss with the entire organization. So we are really excited about what they're doing today, and congratulations, Rufus. I know you may not be able to stay with us the full call, but we do appreciate your input this morning and what you shared with us, and have a wonderful time with your group this morning, and congratulations on all of your accomplishments this year.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my love. Kim?
We thank you so much, Rufus. We appreciate you sharing what your group is working on. And the front of that question truly highlighted the actual power of the mastermind group to work together, because we have to have goals and plans, and we have to work those plans. And they're actually holding each other accountable to do just that. Imelda is going to take us to a commercial break in just a moment. And right after that, we're going to go to Ms. Isabella Rivers, so that we can find out what her group has discovered about the power of the mastermind. Imelda?
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back, all of our listeners. We are continuing to talk about the power of the mastermind from Chapter 9 of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And we've been listening to our panelists. We just heard from Rufus Curry talking about how important it is for everyone in the group to be equally enthusiastic and about being part of a team. And we've listened to Ms. Roper talk about the energy of the group, and Ms. Laura was sharing with us about the oneness and the accountability. And if you were listening carefully, you would have heard it mentioned that everything is geared towards your success in every area of your life, because as masterminders, we set goals not in just one area of our lives, but in 10 areas, spiritual and family and health and financial and business and civic and personal and educational and recreational and in our creativeness. So we're going to move over to Ms. Isabella Rivers, one of our panelists that has joined us this morning from the Women of Balance Mastermind Group. And Ms. Rivers, would you please share with us what your group has discussed the actual power of the mastermind to be?
Good morning. Again, this is Isabella Rivers. Our group, Women of Balance, one of the things we found out what's really our focus point is the art of persistence. We have grasped that and accountability to each other. We have grasped persistence, which you spoke about last week, I don't care what you do, you have to persist. And that's what we hold each other accountable for, because when we meet on a Monday morning, we tell each other, I want you to hold me accountable for this. And so that's one of our strongest points in being a part of the mastermind group, is persistence and accountability, which we learned from reading from Think and Grow Rich every morning. Patricia Edwards, she reads to us a passage, and we found that persistence is really the key for us.
This is great. This is great. And our honored founder and leader, Ms. Ann McNeil, has been speaking with us on the last couple of shows and reminding us how important that persistence is, and just being consistent in doing it until you see the results that you want to see. And that accountability is so important. I love what you said, Ms. Rivers, about, you know, you're agreeing to say, I want you to hold me accountable for this to get this done.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times that's where we fail. We come up with the ideas and we make the list, but we don't persistently pursue the actions that will bring about the goals that we have set. I want to go over to Ms. Laura Greer this morning. You were making a point earlier about the accountability, correct?
Yes, correct. Can you hear me? I was on mute. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, we can hear. I wanted to go back to the question I had started to ask you as we're listening to the input from the other panelists. Please, other panelists, as I ask for this, feel free to join in. Just identify yourselves for our listeners. And, Laura, you were consistently talking about the oneness and the accountability to each other, the promise to yourselves and to your group. And you kept bringing up the affirmation. So I want to revisit that, because we do have some listeners that may be new to masterminding or may not have started masterminding. And if you could share with us, how does the affirmation come about in the group, and why is it so central to the success of the group?
Okay, well, as you, as some may or may not know, the Palm Beach Your Life Planners, Ann McNeil, the founder, she is one of our members. And so with the there is a corporate affirmation, and then when our group came together, we took that, and then we just added some of the phrases that made it particularly just specific to our group. Because if, and so therefore, you know, as an affirmation is, it's based up on statements that's affirming in a positive manner, declaring, you know, specifically and firmly that which one has consented to do. So therefore, that's how the affirmation came about, from the founder's IMA affirmation that she put together, and then we made it specific. So before we start our meetings, every time we make sure that that is read, because that is not an individual I, but it's in the present tense, and it's in a group. It is based on a group. We, everything starts with we, and it's 13 phrases that where we state positively that which we are committed to doing, which we are committed to carrying out. So that's how our affirmation came about. And then that's why it's so germane to the mastermind group, because if you're going to have that oneness and you're going to have that consent to hold each other accountable, then each person must affirm, you are affirming that this is what I am committed to individually and corporately.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Did our other panelists want to add to that before we go on to? Yes.
I'd like to piggyback on that. This is Rosalyn.
Okay.
I mentioned earlier about the alliance that our group has, and as in any group, there are many different reasons why you would be allied with other people, and I'm glad that I think it was Laura mentioning about how it's a positive alliance when she says that the group repeats we. And once you understand that we, because together you're each trying to achieve something that's going to benefit not only your group but others. And that alliance is so important because there is a need for everyone to bring what they have together and use that to get where each of us need to go or need to be. One of the things that I usually talk about when I make presentations is potential, and I think that the alliance that we bring together creates and gives us a platform to use our potential, and that's one of the main things that I think allows our group to function effectively, because we all have the potential to be successful, but the alliance and all the resources and the information and ability brings it all together where we can be successful in getting these things done.
I agree. Ms. Rivers, did you have anything, or Mr. Curry, that you wanted to add to the points being made about that power in the mastermind group, especially in regards to the affirmation and working together?
It works for us. It works for women of balance. That's all I can say. It works for us.
It works.
And if you take it to heart and mean what you're doing, it will work for you.
Absolutely. Is that Nefreda I hear getting ready to chime in?
Hi, how are you
okay,
today?
I thought I heard
Yes, you did. Thank you so much. I am just so excited about all that's been discussed today. I think this is really good for our callers. But before we continue and move forward, I really would like to look at going to our next commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Nefreda, before we go to commercial, will you do us a favor, Nefreda?
I know
our group is called to Conquer. But would you please share, as our group leader, what you have seen in our group that is the actual power of the mastermind? Just before we go to commercial, could you share that with us?
Sure, I'll be honored. Our group, Call to Conquer, started out as a very small group. It was just myself and Ethel. Ethel is on with us this morning. Ethel, would you say good morning, please?
Good morning, everyone. Welcome.
Good morning. It was just Ethel and I, as she and I found that holding each other accountable, as was discussed a moment ago by one of our panelists, is one of the main keys to why this mastermind concept works so well, because we all set goals each year or every day. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, even our little to-do list. But what happens is when you put that together with somebody that's asking you, did you get that done? Have you done that? It's just like when you were kids and your mom said, did you wash the dishes yet? Did you wash the dishes yet? And you still have not done them. Just to get her off your back, you get those dishes cleaned up. So it's almost the same thing as forcing us to be successful by being with a group of people that want us to be successful. That is so different and so unique when you are in a group like this, and it is all the same like minds, like spirits. I may be going after becoming a beautician, and you may want to be in construction, but the bottom line is the column goal between the two of us is we both have a goal that we're trying to reach and accomplish. So through Call to Conquer, I have achieved that by being able to look to my group and the strength of my group to push me to do whatever it is that I set out to say I'm going to do. And it also pushes you to do a little bit more because you know you have that support system. You know, sometimes we do things based on what we can do in our own power. But when you know you've got other powers that push you to remember that God is in control of all things and that you've got all of us to remind you of that, that it helps us to keep us moving forward. So I'm very excited, as I'm sure you can tell, about my group and about all that we experienced and all that we have experienced thus far and all that is going to come for us in the year to come. So I just thank you for allowing me to share that. And I also want to yield to Ethel, who's also a part of our group as well.
Yes, Ethel. Yes, hi. Yes, exactly. Everything that Fred says, like he took all the words out of my mouth. We do hold each other accountable. As she said, and Imelda Wallace, as well as Tim Larkin, is also part of the group. And we hold each other accountable. We call each other weekly. And we have our mastermind call on the phone line and be sure that everybody turn in their reports, and we read over the report and also comment on the report, giving the kudos, whether a good part or the part that they didn't do. We're like, okay, when are you going to do it? So we do hold each other accountable. And I hear everybody online this morning speaking about accountability. But it is very, very much important to help hold each other accountable.
Amen. Thank
absolutely,
you so much,
absolutely,
Ethel. I really appreciate
absolutely.
That. And, you know,
absolutely.
I wanted to mention that we have two beautiful young ladies that have joined us since that time, and that is Kim and Imelda. They are also a part of Call to Conquer. It's just really added a really wonderful twist to our group. So we have two new wonderful members, Kim, Imelda, myself, and Ethel, and we are very excited about what is about to come and all the things that are promised to us. And now we're going to move into our commercial, Kim, and then we'll be right back with our callers. Thank you all so much for staying with us.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.